Chapter 18. Reet stumbled to his feet, ready to engage the enemy. The Rangers were likewise up, but this time, the natives remained calm. They certainly didn't seem upset at the raid unfolding within their camp. They merely watched the strange Osei in their midst. Some had even set their rifles back down against the wall. Leanna pulled on Reet's arm, trying to keep him in the room.
It's okay. Osei Brody.
What are we doing, Reet? Tran asked. The eruption of gunfire outside intensified. Rounds struck the Muir's hull, making it sound as though there was a distant hailstorm.
He's Brody, the old man said, waving his arms. Brody. He is friend.
His words dissolved into a horrific coughing fit. Two of his men hurried to him from their places along the wall. The amplified voice shouted outside.
Get some! Get some!
Who's out there? Tran growled. Massaw, what are you seeing?
The sniper replied.
Talk to me!
Tran and the other rangers took positions on either side of the doorway. Reach pulled against Leanna's grasp.
Sorry, Leanna, I have to go.
No, no,
she pleaded, until Reach yanked hard enough to break her grip. She looked up, a sad expression in her eyes.
It's safe.
Doesn't sound safe, Unga snapped back.
Alexa, Reach transmitted, this place just turned into a war zone. Someone called Brody is out there engaging 30 Rupak, and the natives are telling us to keep inside.
Massaw reported in.
Someone in full body armor is 100 meters from your POS, Sergeant Tran. He's engaging Rupak and... Damn.
Reach moved to the front of the line on one side of the doorway, pushed open the heavy fur curtain, and peeked out. At just that moment, an explosion sent clods of dirt and stone scattering, and Reach twirled back from the edge for cover. He hadn't glimpsed much of anything. The natives hurried their elder out of harm's way.
Gong!
Something hard landed on top of the pod.
It's showtime,
the voice bellowed outside.
The fu-,
Day began, but the rest of the word was cut off by another explosion.
Reach, Tran transmitted. We've got to move. We're targets if we stay here.
Reach glanced at the squad leader, then peeked back outside. There was so much dust and smoke it looked like the sun was beginning to set again.
Ping, ping, ping.
Slugs ricocheted off the pod's hull.
We gotta push now or we're gonna be trapped in here, Tran insisted.
Reach looked outside once more. Rupak forces were pinned down and focusing their fire on whoever was on top of the Muir. That left the Rangers an opportunity to push to a rock formation and roll their flanks. He relayed to the squad, then set up to provide covering fire as they prepared to push out into the firefight.
On three, Tran transmitted. Keep your spacing. One, two, three.
The Rangers rushed the doorway, then vanished into the dust and flying debris beyond. Reach didn't hesitate before lowering his head and charging like a bull. Something hit his helmet, knocking him stupid for a moment. He found himself on his knees with his rifle swinging at his side.
Reach.
Alex's voice was faint and distant in his mind.
Get up.
Something struck the ground hard nearby. Reach blinked away the sight, thinking he had to be hallucinating. But it was real. A soldier dressed in armor similar to his, only more advanced, next gen. It was painted black, with a subdued gray, barely visible Old Glory on his shoulder. His full mirrored battle helmet covered his face.
On your feet, soldier, the soldier bellowed. I can't hold this hot potato forever.
He held the last sound for a couple of seconds like his brain was suffering from vapor lock. An enemy round impacted his groin, snapping him out of it.
That hurt,
he squeaked before feeding two grenades from a bandolier that connected to an underarm launcher built into the armor itself. They exploded right above a cluster of Rupak soldiers, shredding them.
Yes, he said, pumping his fist. From downtown. Let's move, sir,
Unga called. Then he hooked Reach under his arm and pulled him to cover. Behind the protective bulk of that section of Muir, Reach checked his rifle. Observing Rupak's firing positions, he saw that the Rangers were oriented in an excellent position to exploit their flanks and had already begun to do so.
Tran, keep it up. Calling into Hatchet. Roger, By now, Bosa was awake and in command at Camp Ohio.
Roger. Air support is nearly ready.
Negative on air support, Reach said. We are dangerously close to RUPAC fighting positions.
Copy. Are the natives providing fire support?
The soldier named Brody was advancing toward the enemy line, laughing like a lunatic as he absorbed round after round of small arms fire. An explosion at his feet finally sent him toppling to his back. He immediately sat up and shook his head.
Affirmative, was all Reach could think of saying in reply.
A hail of RUPAC fire started biting the ship. Transrangers suppressed the RUPAC attackers with coordinated fire.
They're targeting us now that that thing is down, Day yelled.
Brody was down, but he clearly wasn't out. He was currently attempting to pick himself up off the ground.
Massaw, Reach transmitted. You still got eyes on us?
Roger. What do you see? It's a pocket of defense. Let me engage, sir. I can pick them off.
Do it.
The first crack of the M110 came seconds later. Then another. The RUPAC rifles went quiet as the soldiers dropped and covered.
Hey, nice shooting, Tex, Brody boomed, rising to his feet. Keep up the covering fire. I'll finish this.
Keep their heads down,
Reach told Massaw as Brody strode toward the RUPAC remnants.
Hey, Tran called out. We can mop up with grenades.
I'm good, shouted Brody.
The big soldier jumped on the rocks the RUPAC soldiers were using for cover and said,
Don't get up,
like he was entering a tea party. He then unloaded what sounded like 20-millimeter Vulcan rounds into the fighting position. Several RUPAC soldiers rushed out of their hides, fleeing from the assault and exposing themselves to the open area of the camp.
Oh, look, Brody said. More!
One, a young man, maybe 18, got a single shot off before his left cheek puckered in. Teeth and blood erupted from the other side.
Drop them now so we don't have to deal with them later, Reach ordered.
The M27 gunner fired short, controlled bursts while the rest of the team used their M4s, sending single shots at the retreating enemy.
Gah!
Vance transmitted. Reach looked and saw the corporal fighting several small, multi-legged furry creatures climbing all over him. Not spiders, but that's what they immediately reminded Reach of. The ranger punched, kicked, and slung the creatures hard into nearby bushes. A second later, they scattered, vanishing into the smoke and undergrowth.
What the hell were those? He said.
Are you hurt? Asked Reach.
No, I don't think so.
Brody sprinted after a RUPAC soldier who was trying to disappear into the trees.
Come here, I want to show you something.
Massaw, what can you see? Tran asked.
Smoke, explosions, not much else, the sniper replied.
A buzz came in overhead as one of the repurposed heavy haulers swooped in over their position. Reach was on comms immediately.
Do not engage air support. Say again, do not engage.
I am only here to observe, Alexa answered. Or to pull you out if the need arises.
Reach felt a wash of relief.
Roger, what do you see?
I am currently searching for targets. However, I was unable to equip anything better than the stock sensors the hauler came with before it launched. As such, I cannot penetrate the forest canopy.
Roger, replied Reach. Take another pass. No idea if we got them all. Don't want a RUPAC sniper to have the freedom to set up.
I'm on it. Also, I have a pretty good idea who's inside that armor down there.
I'd like to hear it.
I'm detecting the presence of another artificial intelligence within the area. The transmission is inconsistent.
Brody?
That's my guess. And the odds are that I am correct, if I may say so.
The fighting continued in pockets, mostly Brody finding hiding RUPAC soldiers and eliminating them, though a few attempted to ambush the big war machine. A few moments went by before Alexa was back on comms.
Corporal Massaw, I'm relaying a sight picture of a RUPAC soldier attempting to double back.
Crack.
Got him. Thanks.
I will continue sweeping.
Tran, Reach transmitted. To your right, sir, the sergeant replied. Let's get back and check on the civilians. Alexa's patrolling the area, Brody is doing whatever he does, and Massaw is benefiting from an android spotter. I think we're good out here, but we still need to make sure we're on the right foot with the natives. Have your men fall back, then I'll go in solo.
Roger, sir.
You heard him, Rangers.
Tran signaled his formation and led the team back to the Muir, distributing ammunition as they moved.
Brody emerged from the woods, looking around in confusion.
"Was that it?" he said.
He sounded genuinely disappointed.
"I still had bubblegum to chew and ass to kick."
"Sir,"
the squad leader transmitted. Reach wasn't sure what Tran was asking, but filled in a dozen questions in his mind. Things like, who is this guy? What does he want? What did he just say? Yeah, things like that.
"Brody?" Reach asked aloud.
"That's me,"
the battle-scarred warrior said, hooking a thumb into his chest.
"But who? Hold on."
Brody turned, bent down, picked up a rock the size of a fist, and threw it hard into the woods. Reach heard a fleshy thunk and the sound of a body tumbling down. Brody turned back to face the Rangers, fists on his hips.
"You boots missed one."
He took a step forward, examining Reach and his team.
"So, who are you guys? You're not dressed like Rupak. Are you CIA? Did Dylan send you? That's son of a bitch."
"Sir,"
Tran transmitted again. Reach spotted him, rifle ready, standing to his right.
"I'm Jared Reach, governor, I guess, of the United States colony of Amir. Who are you?"
Brody laughed. It sounded both mechanical and comically silly at the same time.
"I'm Brody, United States. States something. What I mean is, I live here. I don't recall seeing you around. Are you Army?"
"The hell?" Day whispered.
"I'm a civilian," Reach said. "These men with me are United States Army. Are you an AI, Brody?"
Brody snapped his fingers.
"That's what I meant to say. Hoo-ah! Kidneys!"
He tapped the side of his helmet a few times, then gave Reach a double thumbs up.
"Sir,"
Tran repeated, the only word he seemed capable of uttering at the moment.
"At ease, Sergeant," replied Reach. "Looks like we just found another friendly android."